topic of this morning's shiur. The topic of this morning's shiur is the halachas of the Shabbos meals, the Sudos Shabbos. And the reason for this topic is this week's Parshas Bishalach, where we read about the mon and some of the laws of Sudos Shabbos are derived from the pasuk by the mon, so hence the connection to this week's parsha. So let's begin in the first entry in pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "In Pashit Mishabas Ramelech Matzos Chavatzecha B'Yom Kodeshi V'Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg." That the Navi in Yeshaya tells us that Shabbos is a time of oneg, is enjoyment, and Mikdosh Hashem Chubad V'Chibalto, and it's also a time of kavod. And these are the two aspects of oneg Shabbos and kavod Shabbos. What are these two concepts? So if you look in the next Rambam, number two, so and look at where it says halacha beis. Eizel kavod, zeh shavu chachamim, shemitzvah moda b'lirchot kamad yada v'rakot v'cham in Be'er Shabbos. So it's kavod, the way some explain, Gron others, it's things that we're doing to honor the Shabbos. Things that we're doing to honor the Shabbos, and hence we wash ourselves, bathe ourselves in honor of Shabbos, things that we're doing before Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Ipnei kovod haShabbos u'misate betzitzis v'yoshev v'chovod rosh miyachel v'apolos pnei haShabbos. And really, one is supposed to be prepared. This is not so easy in this day and age, but it means that one is really supposed to be dressed and prepared, you know, before Shabbos. And just like when you're waiting for somebody, you're waiting for a guest to come, and you're always looking out the window, is he here yet, is he here yet? So that's the way the Shabbos is supposed to be. In other words, it's not supposed to be that you're getting ready really to the last minute. I mean, that's the reality of the world, so what can I tell you? But it's really that you're all ready from before, and you're dressed, and you're just waiting there for Shabbos to come. So whichever way you can do it in the best possible manner, you know, it's very important. You always get shilas on Erev Shabbos that someone's running late with the car, and they don't know if they're going to get to their destination in time. That's probably the most important thing, that whenever you're going away for Shabbos, to make sure to give yourself ample time, more than ample time, so you shouldn't be one of these individuals who has to call up on Friday and say, you know, I don't know what's going to be. It's so and such minutes left to Shkia, and so you don't want to have to put yourself in such a situation. So always give yourself more than ample time to get to your destination, especially in the winter months where the inclement weather could get in the way. So, but this is Kavod Shabbos. So Kavod Shabbos are things that we're doing on Friday, getting ready for Shabbos to honor the Shabbos. And the way Vilna Gaon explains is that Oneg is things that we're doing on Shabbos, the eating of the meals, etc., to enjoy the Shabbos. Now, the Rambam in number Beis, Nishba Shalo Lechol B'Shabbos, points out that we know there is a negative prohibition in the Torah of Shvua Sheker, and there's another prohibition of Shvua Shav. Shvua Sheker means when somebody takes an oath that's not true, it's a false oath. So he violates the prohibition of Shvua Sheker. However, there is another concept in the Torah called Shvuas Shav. It's an oath in vain. What's the difference between a false oath and an oath in vain? So a false oath means somebody owes somebody money and he takes an oath that he really doesn't owe him money. So then it's a false oath. An oath in vain, the Mishnah explains, what it means is if you take an oath on something that's obvious, meaning you take this this shtender and you say, I'm taking an oath that this is a shtender. So it's obvious. So it's in vain because it's something that's totally obvious. Or if I want to say it's not true, that this is really a chair. So we don't say that that's a false oath. It is false, but it's called shav because it's so obvious, then that's called also in vain. When you want to change something that's obvious, that's also called swearing in vain. So the Rambam writes, Shlishi shenishma levatal as a mitzvah, that any time there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and a person takes an oath that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah, that he's not going to wear tzitzis, he's not going to wear tefillin, he's not going to eat matzah on Lel Pesach, so that is considered an oath in vain, because he's trying to undermine the obvious dictate of the Torah, and the Rambam concludes, that if somebody says he's going to fast on Shabbos and Yontif, so that's considered like trying to change a mitzvah in the Torah. So obviously, the Rambam, the way the Mefarshim explain, is clearly articulating the fact that it's a Torah obligation to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, if somebody takes an oath not to do so, that's trying to change a mitzvah in the Torah. And when you try to change a mitzvah in the Torah, so that's considered a shvur shav. That's considered an oath in vain. So if you look now in Oz Gimel, Hamokon L'Sholosh Sudas, the pasuk in number 4, Vayomer Moshe Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom LaShem Hayom Lo Simtzau Basodeh. That Moshe Rabbeinu says regarding the man, you should eat it today, because, in other words, we got two portions of man the day before. He says, eat what you the man that you got from yesterday, because today you're not going to find any man in the field. So Chazal learn out from here that it says Hayom three times. By the fact that it says Hayom three times, is where Chazal derive the concept of having three meals on Shabbos. And we know that the Suda Shabbos has a parallel to the Mon. The fact that we have Lechem Mishnah is the two portions that the Mon fell double on Friday. So hence we remember that miracle by having Mon. Having the Lechem Mishnah, that's one of the reasons why we cover up the challah. Why do we cover up the challah on the Suda Shabbos? So one of the reasons is given is because the man was covered up on top and the bottom with the dew, and therefore to remember that miracle, we cover, to remember that occurrence, we cover up the challah as well. Other reasons that are given for the covering up of the challah is the reason you're probably more familiar with is that since we're making the bracha on the wine, we don't want to, so to speak, embarrass the challah, so we cover up the challah. Another reason that's given in the poskim is that really, technically speaking, in the time of Chazal, they didn't have a big table like we have today. They had these little small tables, and the food was on the small tables, and the tables were in a different room. and you made Kiddush before the tables were brought in, so to speak, to bring the to make the Kiddush, and then you're bringing out the tables to honor the Shabbos by bringing it out. So today it doesn't work that way because we can't bring the tables into another room and bring them out. They're just too big. So we cover up the food, the challah, so therefore that's as if the table is removed. Then we make Kiddush and then we uncover the challahs. It's interesting, we should realize sometimes we maybe are lax in this halacha, and that is when the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch that when one comes home Friday night from shul, one is supposed to make Kiddush right away. But you're not supposed to be sitting in the living room and having long conversations and schmoozing for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and then finally get into the dining room and have Kiddush. That's not considered covered Shabbos to do that. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away. But what's the parallel? The parallel is, for example, the king is here, so he's ready to be greeted, and you're keeping him in the waiting room. You know what it is to be in the waiting room to see a doctor or something. That's not the most pleasant situation. So that's what you're doing to Shabbos. The Shabbos is here, the Mekabel Shabbos, the ready it's here. And so Kiddush is the official inauguration, it's the official welcoming of the Shabbos. So if you don't do it right away, that's considered that you're not acting with proper respect to the Shabbos. So we should try as best as we can to make Kiddush right away, to the best of our abilities. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains that there's a very interesting halacha that we find by Kiddush that we don't have elsewhere. And that is, one is not allowed to even drink water before Kiddush. Usually water, you can always, you know, we're going to speak later about eating before davening, but you're not supposed to eat before davening and what the parameters on that are. But water, you could drink water before davening, that's not considered a bizoyon to the tefillah that you're drinking. Because water is not considered so chashuv, and therefore that's not considered a problem of drinking water before davening. But to drink, once Shabbos comes, once Shabbos has been accepted, to drink water before Kiddush, we paskin is not proper. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains, because we're afraid that if you're going to drink water, then you're going to postpone when Kiddush is. Even water, they were so afraid. You shouldn't even drink water before you make Kiddush. So certainly, if you're going to have a whole long conversation, and you're going to, you know, a lot of times people come home from shul and then they go to the living room and they have these long conversations and they schmooze and they talk and they do this. And then somebody has this great idea, man, why don't we just go to the table and start making Kiddush. So the best thing is to go to the table first and make Kiddush, make Hamotzi, and then you can have these long conversations, etc. Because that's considered a bizoyon to Shabbos Malka, that the Shabbos is here and you're just shoving the Shabbos to the side. Excuse me? Yeah, okay. Needless to say, if you're waiting for guests, then you're waiting for guests. So, then you have to wait. Okay? It's also covered habrios. It's also something important. But, hopefully we should work it out in the best, nothing is perfect. We can't work out everything in a perfect way. But a lot of times it's not waiting for guests. A lot of times we're just there and everyone's there. It's not a question of waiting for guests. It's just a question of just getting the show on the road, so to speak. So therefore, we should try. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch, Yikadish Miyad, that you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. So number five, rather, It says, Tanur Rabbanu Kama Sudus Chayav Odom Lechol B'Shabes Sholosh. So that's the three sudos, and that's learned out from the three times it says Hayom. And if you look at number 7 from the Sefer Yireim, it says Sholosh Sudos Tziva Yotzreinu, meaning we're commanded by our Creator. Meaning that the Sefer Yireim's opinion is that this is a Torah obligation to eat three sudos. So there's a question whether the halacha of eating three sudos is that only rabbinic in nature, is that only a din derabbanan, or is that a din deraisa? Because the three hayoms is not tzivoy about Suda Shabbos, it's about the mon. So we're learning it, we're deriving it from the mon. So the question is that a real limud, that it's a real Torah obligation, it's only a rabbinic obligation? So Lemaisa, it's the Sefer Yireim says it's a Torah obligation, and if you look on the next page, on the top, number 8, the Prima Godim says, top line, Sholosh Sudas Hemi Derabbanan, that it's only a rabbinic obligation. But nevertheless, whatever it is, it's an obligation, and we're going to learn later in this year that that obligation applies to men and women alike. That men have a chiyuv to eat three sudos, and women also have that same obligation. And usually comes up in terms of Sholosh Sudas. That's usually the weak link in the... everyone has an appetite for the Friday night meal, the Shabbos morning meal. The Sholosh Sudas is where things get a little bit... So we're going to talk about that type of... But technically speaking, the obligation of Sholosh Sudas, as we'll see later in the Shir, is an obligation both for men and for women. If you look in number Dalet, it says in number 9, Amar Malazim, Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchano Be'erv Shabbos, Avol Pisha Einu Tzarech Elo Kazayis. So the shear that you're supposed to have is a kezayis. In other words, when you have Suda Shabbos, you should have a kezayis of bread, a minimum. It's better if you can have more, but the minimum of a kezayis, which is not so big. It's like maybe the... it's like a slice of bread, something around that, roughly around that amount, and that's what you should have. And you should try to have it right at the beginning of the meal if you can. So this way you know you had your kezayis and you're supposed to eat it uninterrupted. So when you make hamotzi, it's good to have your kezayis and you know you ate the kezayis of bread. And that's to fulfill the obligation of Suda Shabbos. In more recent times, Shaila has come up that many men and women are suffering from celiac and they can't eat grains and or breads and things like that. And that's a serious Shaila both for Pesach, for the Seder, and for Suda Shabbos. It's a very serious shaila whether one can't eat bread, can't or gluten, they can't have these, and they have reactions to this. So the shaila revolves around the question whether oats is a proper substitute for that, to have oat bread or oat matzah or something like that. So that's a very serious question, because some poskim are of the opinion that oats is really not one of the five grains. But normally we list oats as one of the five grains, but there's many opinions that say that oats is not one of the five grains, and that oats is a different thing, and you can't make hamotzi on oats. Etc. And others disagree. So, as like Rav Abadi pointed out, that could be a serious shaila of bracha levatala to make pirkas hamazon on oats. So, and others have a different opinion. But if one has this condition, so one has to really ask a shaila, because it's not so simple what the halacha is. Some of the opinion, like Rav Abadi says, that they're not obligated, therefore, to have, because if they can't eat, they're going to get sick. They might not. Maybe if they could eat a little, sometimes you can't even eat a little of these things. But if one has that situation, then one definitely has to be wary of, and if one, as like Rav Abadi pointed out, a person could be potter. He could be not obligated in Suda Shabbos if he's not able to eat that proper type of food. Number hey, Suda Shabbos Bezman Tosefes Shabbos. We know that in many communities, at least in the summer months, for some people starting from after Pesach, or some people after Shavuot start to daven Friday night early. So the halacha is that you can daven early, and you can make Kiddush, and it says lechol miyad, and you could eat right away. And many poskim hold that it means you can eat the whole meal, even if it's still light outside. Because since you were mekabel Shabbos, you can have Suda Shabbos, even though you're going to 7 o'clock minyan, 6:30 minyan, you're going to be finished by 8:15, and shki is not till 8:20, and you fulfill that obligation. And others say no, you should try to eat into the night, because since it says hayom, the hayom's three times. And Hayom means the day of Shabbos. The day doesn't mean the day as opposed to the night. It means the actual coming of Shabbos. So, but technically speaking, if one wants to eat the whole meal and finish the whole meal, and it's still daylight, as long as they were mekabel Shabbos beforehand and make Kiddush, so one could fulfill the obligation. This is in contrast to number 12, where it says Ashetechshach, Machshina Ma'itzrich Ashetechshach Shita. In other words, when it comes to the Seder night, so then you can't mekabel Pesach early and have the Seder early and eat matzah early, because matzah has to be Ashetechshach. It has to be when it's dark outside, and you can't have an early Seder. So that's different than, because the Korban Pesach was at night, Bachlos Pesach Balayla Hazeh, it always speaks about Balayla, so that has to be mamish night. But when it comes to Suda Shabbos, so one could accept Shabbos early and eat right away, and that will fulfill the obligation of Suda Shabbos. If you take a look now on the next page, on page 4, when O's above, it's Mane Suda Shabbos. So if you look in the Rambam, in number 16, it says, Chayav Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, Achas Bimincha. So the Rambam says the three sudos are one at night, Arvis, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon. So the Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion, in number 19, if you look, Emes Ophian is Mitzrichu Yosa Sudashliya Rakodim Chatzos. So the Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion that one has to have the lunch meal, the second meal, before chatzos, before midday. Which would mean, according to this opinion, that you can't just come home, say in the winter months, after 12-ish or something like that, and first start to have the meal. That would be too late. In other words, you're supposed to have the second meal in the morning. But not everyone agrees with this opinion. And sometimes it doesn't always work out, depends what shul you go to and how things work out, getting home and things like that. So many poskim, Rabbi, others hold that as long as you have the second meal, you could have it even after Chatzos. If you could work it out that you can get home before midday, before 12-ish, and at least start the meal or have a good portion of the meal before midday, so that's a nice thing. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and you can still fulfill it afterwards. However, the Chalashudas, you're supposed to have after Chatzos. So if you have the second meal in the morning, you shouldn't have the third meal in the morning also. This comes up when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and we try to divide the morning meal into two, and then it's a question that we're having the Shalashudas before Chatzos. So that many poskim of the opinion that no, Shalashudas should be dafka after midday, which is normally what we always going to do. The only, in the rare occasions when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and things like that, so there comes a question. But and that we'll see, that the best thing in those situations is to have like some fish in the afternoon after Chatzos and fulfill it with that. But the Shalashudas is supposed to be, so the question, the second meal, some hold should be before Chatzos, but many hold could even be after Chatzos. But Shalashudas, many hold that for sure should be after midday, after Chatzos, to fulfill the obligation of Shalashudas. However, there is another halacha that's relevant on page 5. And that is number 9. Isser Tainis Ad Chatzos. That one is not allowed to fast. We said before, one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So fasting usually means fasting the whole day. But by Shabbos, we have a halacha, look inside, the Yemai halacha, Kodim Sheh Shabbos. That one is not allowed to fast until midday. So what does that mean? So if you're going to go to shul, and you're going to not come home till after Chatzos, so then forget about the question of when you're supposed to have the meal, but then you violated the prohibition of fasting until Chatzos. So therefore, what you're supposed to do, and that's Quran Shulchan Aruch number 22. Asur l'sanes b'Shabbos ad vav shos. So the simple way of getting out of this whole issue is to drink some water before davening. If you drink water before davening, so now you're not fasting anymore. So now you drank the water before davening, you're not fasting. So if you could get to eat the Suda before Chatzos also, that's great. But if not, at least you didn't violate. So of course you can rely on many opinions that hold that the Suda could be after Chatzos, and you didn't violate the prohibition of fasting till Chatzos because you had the water. But the water you have to have before davening. After davening, you can't have the water till you make Kiddush. Right? Because we said before that on Shabbos we have this unique halacha that you can't have water, you even drink water before Kiddush. So therefore, what the proper thing to do would be, if you feel that you're not going to have the meal until midday, or until after midday, is to drink water before davening. If you drink some water before davening, this solves all the problems. This way, you're not fasting. Okay. In number Ches, we have the halacha called Yotza Motzi. The halacha of Yotza Motzi means that even if somebody already fulfilled a mitzvah, he could, or made a bracha, he can make a bracha for someone else. Say, for example, I made Kiddush already, and then somebody comes to my house later, an unexpected guest comes to my house, and he doesn't know how to make Kiddush, so I can make Kiddush for him. Because I have an obligation to see that he fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush. And since Kiddush is an obligation, I could do it. But I can't make a bracha for him. They say he doesn't know how to make hamotzi, so then when you make hamotzi at the Shabbos table, so I'm making it for myself also, then I can make it for everyone else. But if I already made hamotzi for myself, and then someone else is coming later, so then you can make hamotzi for someone else. He has to make it himself. And that applies weekday Shabbos as well. Because when it comes to a Birkas Hanenin, when it comes to a bracha that's not a mitzvah, that even though eating the suda is a mitzvah, but the bracha is a Birkas Hanenin, so then everyone has to make it for themselves. So if he doesn't know how to, you help him along saying the bracha. But by Kiddush, you could repeat Kiddush again and make Kiddush for somebody who needs to hear the Kiddush. Okay, number test, time is Chalom B'Shabbos. The Gath was saying that one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but there's one exception to the rule, and that's what's called the time is Chalom. Number 27. But he says, Hayoshik B'Tainis, third line, B'Shabbos Korimbo Gzardino Shal Ayin Shona, May B'Tainis Kalom. But it was if somebody, God forbid, had a very bad dream. He had a very bad dream, and he woke up, and he had a very bad dream. And like Rav Shechter pointed out, he can't forget it, he can't get it out of his mind. So then there's the obligation to fast. Because a person is afraid that when it has a bad dream, that's a bad omen, a bad siman. And therefore, a tainus chalom, you could even fast on Shabbos. In other words, if you had you woke up Shabbos morning, and so like Rav Shechter pointed out, if you could just forget about it and you know it doesn't mean anything, so forget about it and you don't fast. But if you really just, this is bothering you just can't get it out of your system, so then the halacha is you're supposed to fast even on Shabbos. Because the time is halom, that fasting, in other words, we'll see. In other words, it's an interesting halacha, eating on Shabbos. Eating on Shabbos is not a mitzvah of eating. Eating at Shabbos is a mitzvah of enjoyment. So if you're not going to enjoy it because you're so worried about this, and you'll enjoy more fasting. Most of us enjoy eating more than fasting. But in a certain situation where you're going to enjoy the fasting more than the eating, it'll calm you down because you're so nervous that you had this bad dream. So then you're supposed to fast on Shabbos as well. To calm you down, and if chas v'shalom there was any bad decree aimed in Shemayim against you, so hopefully that the schus of the fasting will rip up this bad decree. But it's an interesting halacha. If you look in number 27 in the fourth line, in the middle, mikol makom tzarech nisanos yom acher sheis kaper al shabitel iker oleg Shabbos. So it's a catch-22. You're supposed to fast on Shabbos, but Lamaisa, you missed out on the Iker Onik Shabbos, so you need kapara on that also. So you have to fast another day to make up. So you have to fast 2 days. You have to fast for the Tainus Chalom, and then you need kapara that you fast on the Shabbos, even though you were supposed to fast on Shabbos. But since the Iker of fasting on of Shabbos is the Onik Shabbos, so you fulfilled it in a funny way, so nonetheless, you go ahead and you fast another day. Hopefully, it shouldn't come up, but that's the din of Tainus Chalom.
Are you allowed to make a Neder on Shabbat because of the Chalom? If you want to give tzedakah, you can give tzedakah, but the din is supposed to fast. If you want to give tzedakah after Shabbos, you can give tzedakah after Shabbos as well. If you, you know, tzedakah can always help. You know, tzedakah is always good. Oh. For what? For a time is chalom, it means fasting the whole day. It doesn't mean till chatzos. Okay, yud. Misha achila tsarlo. So then there's another halacha brought down in number 28. See, shalosh shudas, as we said, is always the suda that's is a little challenging, especially in the winter months. These days now every week is getting even better. And then we're going to change the clock, so things will get even better. But these are the weeks that, especially if you're from these people that first start your meal at 12:30, and then you end and you sit around the table and you're ending, and then it's time to go to mincha. Who wants to eat another meal when you know? So the halacha is that you should try to fulfill suda shlishis as much as you can. But he says, in words, if you're mamish bursting to the seams and you just can't eat anymore, and if you eat, it's just going to be, you're not going to enjoy one bit of it. So then the halacha is, you don't eat, you should not eat shalashudas. But you can get away, as we'll see, maybe eating just some fish or something like that. But even if that's too much, then you're absolved from shalashudas. Why? Why is that? Because the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos is not eating. It's enjoying. It's just we enjoy through eating. But this is in contrast, say, for example, to matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah of eating matzah. If I don't like to eat matzah, as long as I'm not going to get, it's a question of pikuach nefesh or something like that, I have to eat matzah, because that's the mitzvah of the Seder, is eating matzah. It's not enjoying matzah, it's eating matzah. Halavai, we should enjoy the matzah. But the mitzvah is to eat matzah. So even though you don't like it, and you're not so happy with it, and you have to eat the matzah, because the mitzvah is achilas matzah. Masha enkein tzuda Shabbos is not a mitzvah of achilas tzuda Shabbos, it's onik Shabbos. So if you don't enjoy it, because it's going to cause you tzar, so then you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. Similar to the person who had the bad dream. So the bad dream is he's not eating because he just is so nervous, he needs something to calm him or her down. But here we're talking about a person who basically just got filled himself up before, and the short Shabbosim, and he doesn't have enough room when it comes to Shalosh Shudas. But the Shulchan Aruch says in the second line of 28, in other words, you have to, you know, even though technically speaking you're a potter, but you should always have foresight to see the future, that to schedule the day that it'll work out, that you'll be able to eat Shalosh Shudas and enjoy it, etc. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says there. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds another halacha in the last line of 28. Hagah, Mishalo Ochel B'Lel Shabbos. For some reason, you didn't eat the Friday night meal. I don't know, you had to rush someone to the hospital, Chas V'Sholom, but something happened. You need the Friday night meal. So the halacha is you can eat all three meals on Shabbos day. Because you're supposed to eat three meals. You just should organize it that you'll actually enjoy the three meals. But you don't say that once Friday night meal you missed, so you don't eat anymore. No, the halacha is to eat three meals on Shabbos. So preferably the Friday night and then the Shabbos day and etc. But if you can't, if you didn't miss out on Friday night, then you could eat all three on the Shabbos day. It's interesting that the Gemara says that Kavod Yom, the kavod that we give to the suda in the daytime is supposed to be more chashuv than the nighttime. Usually people do just the opposite, that they have the beautiful, exquisite meals Friday night, and the daytime, you know, because we have to follow the halachas of what we're allowed to warm up, what we're not allowed to warm up, etc. And sometimes the Shabbos day meal is not as nice as the... So really, COVID life, if you have a special dish, and you have a choice, when should I serve the special dish? Should I serve it Friday night, or should I serve it Shabbos lunch? You should serve it Shabbos lunch. Because Kavod Hayom is adif mi Kavod Laila. So that's something that we don't always keep in mind. Okay, so that's this Mishachila Sarla. So if you take a look now in Yud Aleph, number 30, it talks about the eating of Suda Shlishis. So it says you have to eat, preferably you should eat bread. So if you can't eat bread, you're too full, so then at least eat something like cake or something from the five species, five grains, some mazonos. And even if that you can't eat, so eat a piece of meat or some fish. And some say even peyos, even if you eat some fruit. That's also good. But the preferable thing is to eat bread. And as we said before, if you can't even eat the fruit, in other words, if you can eat the fruit, so at least eat the fruit, eat a piece of meat, eat a piece of chicken, eat a piece of fish. But if you totally, just nothing will go in, and it's anything is going to go in, it's just going to be like just forcing it down your throat, and there's not going to be an enjoyment. So then, technically speaking, we said you're potter. Because the idea of, again, as we said several times, the idea of Suda Shabbos is oleg. It's not just eating. Pesach night, the matzah, that's just eating. So whether you enjoy it, you don't enjoy it, you have to eat the matzah. Yeah, Lechem Mishnah is supposed to have it, Shalosh Shudah. So obviously, if you're only going to eat a piece of... fish, you're not going to have Lechem Mishnah. But that's not the ideal situation, but at least you'll fulfill that you had some type of mini suda. And that's that piece of fish, that gefilte fish, so, you know, is that mini suda. So that's, you know, what you're really supposed to do in Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is to have a piece of fish. Because to split up the meal in the morning is questionable whether that is sufficient. As we said before, Shalosh Shudos really has to be in the afternoon. But so if you eat a piece of fish, in the afternoon, or that could fulfill the mitzvah on a certain level. And in Yud Beis is the obligation of women to eat Suda Shlishis. So the Shulchan Aruch says Nashim Chayavas Suda Shlishis. Means they have to eat all three meals. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim the two reasons. Number one, Chayavas Masuda Shlishis, L'chol Mili, B'Shabbos, Isha V'Isha Shavim. In other words, when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos, so men and women are equated. It says Shomor V'Zochar. Right? We say Shomor V'Zochar B'Dibur Echad. That Shomor is the negative parts of Shabbos, the Malachas. So the Malachas, that clearly women have to keep all the Malachas of Shabbos. Lamatas malachas, you have to, and therefore, since Shomer v'Zochar b'Dibur Echad, in other words, Hashem said Shomer v'Zochar at the same time, Zochar is the positive aspects of Shabbos, is the Kiddush, is the Sudas, etc. So therefore, we say whoever is obligated in the Shomer is also obligated in the Zochar. And since women are obligated in the Shomer, they're also obligated in the Zochar as well. So women are obligated in Shalosh Shudos as well. That's one reason for Shomer V'Zochar. And the other reason, Od, Shagam Heim Voyu B'nei Shol Haman. That there's a concept of whenever women were beneficiaries of a miracle, so and the mitzvah was to commemorate that miracle, then they're obligated in that mitzvah as well. So since the Mon, that we got in the Midbar is for the women as well. So they were beneficiaries of that miracle. So therefore, they're obligated as well to have the Suda Shabbos as well. As we said before, the question about Yud Gimel is the Isra Chila Kodem Kiddush. We mentioned before that one is not allowed to eat before Kiddush, right? And we said even water, right? Even water you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And this applies to women as well. Number 34. Shalo yutum kodem v'gam hanoshim shayochim be'inyin zeh. So this applies to women as well. So if you drink the water before davening, there's no obligation for kiddush yet. So therefore, you can drink water before davening. But say a woman wants to have some cake. She wants to have some babka, some this, Shabbos morning, and then go to shul. So what do you do? You don't make kiddush before davening. You don't make kiddush before davening because you can't eat before davening. You can have, as Rabbi Bali pointed out, you can have coffee before davening. You can have, as Rabbi Bali pointed out, you can have some water, some orange juice. But if you really want to have cake and things like that, that's not proper to have it before davening. So you have two problems here. You can't eat without kiddush, but you're not supposed to make kiddush before davening. So if it's something insignificant, like coffee, water, juice, so you can have that before davening and you don't make kiddush. Because before davening you're not obligating kiddush, and these things, as Rabbi Bari pointed out, you could have before davening. But if you want to have something more significant, and a lot of times many women need to have some cake, because again, if you go to a shul, you're going to first come home at 12:30. So I pity you that you're not going to eat till. So what's the best eitzah? The best eitzah, as Rabbi Lari pointed out, the best eitzah is to daven shachris at home, be yichidus, daven shachris, make kiddush, and then you can have whatever, you can have a nice piece of cake and this and that, whatever you have, and then come to shul, and then whenever you get there, and then you'll get there for Laney, you'll get there for Musaf, you'll get there for whatever, and then and this way you'll fulfill all the proper things. You won't eat before davening, you'll make kiddush, and you'll it'll all work out good. So that's the proper halacha. You can't have a full meal till after Musaf, right? In other words, if you want a mamish out of a meal, then you should have Musaf too, and then you have your meal. If you really need to have the meal, just have Musaf. You don't have a meal before Musaf. But if you want to eat, not a meal, but eat something that's significant, that really you shouldn't be eating, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to eat something significant before davening shachris. The pasuk is lo sochlu al hadam, which the Gemara dashens lo sochlu kodem shetispalal al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven about your life. And so therefore the general rule is that it's, as the Rosh points out, it's considered gaivadik, that I'm eating before I supplicate to the Ribon Shalom to give me life, to give me sustenance. I'm already a big knacker, and I'm eating whatever I'm eating. So if you're just eating something insignificant that's not, just a drink of water, or like Rabbi Bikel got some oranges, some coffee, as Rabbi Bikel pointed out, that post can say that that's okay, because that's not such much of a thing. But if you're already partaking in something more significant, like your babka or your whatever, so then it's considered gaivadik to eat that before you daven. And therefore, and also you're going to have to make Kiddush. So as the Rambam pointed out, that's the best solution. As the post can point out, to at least daven Shacharis first. So now you have a Chi of Kiddush, and then once you daven Shacharis, you can eat something significant, but you can't eat a meal unless you daven Musaf. But that, I think, most people could wait with the meal. If you can't wait with the meal, then daven Musaf. And eat the... Till after Musaf, right. You're not supposed to eat... before Shacharis, you can't even eat something that's less than a meal. And before Musaf, you can't eat a Suda. Right, you're not supposed to eat a Suda before Musaf. Yeah, this would apply on a daily basis as well, that there's no Kiddush on a daily basis. But usually on a daily basis, so people daven first, and, you know, they're finished. But on Shabbos, you know, davening ends where you daven, ends at who knows when, and then, then you have to wait till much later. But you're right, these halachas of not eating before davening apply every day. That's a question whether lo sochu adam is a daraisa or not. There's a machlokas rishonim whether, because the simple pshat of lo sochu adam isn't referring to eating before davening. It's referring to the korbanos or something too complicated for the limited time that we have left to explain the. Excuse me. So we said the two opinions. The Sefer HaYireim says it's Daraisa, and the Prima Gadim quoted that it's only Rabbanu. That's a very good question. It's very complicated. There are not mechatzila. In other words, if you have a very elaborate kiddush, so first of all, you have a very elaborate kiddush. There's discussion in the poskim that you're really not supposed to eat so much at these very elaborate kiddushes because you're supposed to eat the Suda Shabbos and the Teyavim. So if you're going to eat so much at these very elaborate kiddushes, you're not going to have Suda Shabbos and the Teyavim. So it's best if the kiddushes are, not as elaborate. Or if they serve bread, then you could if you eat from his, if there's a lechem mishnah for the whole shul and some of the rabbis making amotzi for everybody, you eat from there. But then if you eat from his lechem mishnah, then it's a little different, like when you eat from your husband's lechem mishnah, etc. Yeah, really preferably, there's a discussion about that as well, but the preferable thing is that you should have daven Shmon Esrei. And Shmon Esrei and Shabbos is not so long. It's not so long. Yes. I can hear you.
Not eating a meal.
Yeah, in other words, she's asking, not eating a meal before Musaf, does that apply in Rosh Chodesh as well? Yeah, it applies on Rosh Chodesh as well. But again, in Rosh Chodesh, normally it shouldn't be a problem, because hopefully you'll finish everything. It's important to mention, once we're on this topic, that, davening is one of the mitzvahs that women are chayavos in tefillah. There's all these other mitzvahs that people like to do, like sitting in the sukkah and taking the lulav, and all these things that people like to do, and it's very nice, but they're not obligated. And tefillah is something that women are obligated in in tefillah. So we should try as best, like to daven. And as Rav Abadi pointed out, simple pshat is the chayav in three tefillahs a day. Some say maybe not marv, but if you can daven three tefillahs a day, you certainly should try to daven three shmon esrays a day. But tefillah is something that is not considered a mitzvah esrei shas magrami, even though it's so time-oriented. But the Gemara says tefillah is rachamim, and we all need rachamim. So we should all daven. And we should, the Bezer Shem, our tefillah should be answered, and we should daven with the proper kavana, and not eating before davening in the wrong way. And Bezer Shem, with this, we should have the proper Onik Shabbos and the proper tefillah, and Yimalei Hashem, Kol Mishalos Libeinu L'Tovah.